Donald Duck's smiling face appears at the center of a vibrant blue background with a pattern like a sunburst. As a cookbook stands open behind a clock radio, a title reads, Chef Donald. Donald Duck shakes his tail from side to side on a stool. He holds a bottle labeled rubber cement, which he pours on a page of an open book. At the top of the page, it reads, Cooking Recipes. He glues a recipe onto the page, then reads its title. He quivers, frowning angrily. He rips the recipe off the page. He looks at a radio.
Cooking is as simple as ABC with a Mother Mallard recipe.
Are you hungry? How would you like some of old Mother Mallard's delicious golden brown waffles? Dripping with melted butter and swimming with maple syrup.
The dish appears in his eyes. He smacks his lips. He sniffs the rubber cement. Frowning, he puts the bottle down.
Well, here's the recipe. Are you ready?
He runs off and comes back with ingredients, then puts on a chef's cap.
Yes.
Mix together 1 quart of milk.
He pours milk into a bowl.
And 1 pound of flour.
He adds flour.
Then to these ingredients, add 2 fresh eggs.
He looks around.
Eggs? Just a minute.
He runs off. He returns with 2 eggs.
Okay.
I repeat, add 2 fresh eggs.
He cracks them in and discards the shells.
A dash of baking powder.
Staring at the radio, he accidentally picks up the rubber cement instead. He pours in the adhesive. Putting the bottle down, he stirs the mixture with a spoon.
Now have your iron hot. And while your waffle is baking, old Mother Mallard will give you a few moments of organ music.
As Donald tries to spoon the mixture into a waffle iron, the batter stretches. It snaps back, pulling the spoon with it. Donald looks at his empty hand. He studies his hand, then frowns at the bowl. He scratches his head, then grabs the spoon again. The batter stretches but won't separate from the bowl. The batter glues the bowl and spoon to the waffle iron. He tries to shake them off. He pulls the bowl away from the waffle iron. He glares as the batter keeps them stuck together. As he pulls harder, the bowl pops free and hits an ironing board, which falls and whacks Donald's head. An iron flattens his chef's cap. He peels the cap off the board, which he kicks back into place. He puts the cap on. It stands straight up, now thin like paper. He lifts it off. As he blows into the cap's opening, the fabric pops back into shape. Putting it on, Donald picks up the bowl of batter and stirs. The thick batter becomes harder to stir. As he turns the spoon, the sticky mixture twists around its handle. He raises the spoon and the twisted batter stretches. The batter starts to unwind, causing the spoon to spin like a propeller. The bowl lifts into the air, then chases Donald. The propeller clips off some of his tail feathers. Donald jumps on a table. The bowl flies under the table, then gets the waffle iron's cord caught around it. Flying wildly, the bowl swings the waffle iron around by its cord. The cord wraps around Donald, binding his arms at his side. The bowl pulls free. The rotating spoon slows and the bowl falls. Through a hole in the kitchen table, Donald rises, the bowl where his head should be. He puts the bowl aside and reaches inside his collar. He pulls out his hat, which is folded like an accordion. His head pops out under it. Donald props his head on one hand. His eyes move to the mixing bowl nearby. He jumps onto the bowl and pulls the spoon. As the batter stretches, a hole tears in the middle. The spoon breaks. The hole in the batter closes around his neck, yanking his head down into the bowl. Donald tries to pull himself free but fails. Bubbles rise and pop from the batter. As he struggles to free his head, his tail lands in the waffle iron. He jumps away, his tail now golden brown.
Is your waffle a nice golden bronze? Perhaps you should cook it just a little longer.
He glowers. Now he holds an axe. He brings the axe down on a stretched section of batter. It bounces him up and his axe gets caught in the ceiling. As Donald clings to the axe handle, a crack begins to run across the ceiling. It reaches a wall, then moves down it. Donald releases the axe. As the crack travels down a window, he opens it. The crack halts as it reaches the air. He turns away. He winces and turns back to see the crack continuing down the windowsill and over the floor. It passes between his legs. He runs alongside it, smiling as he gets ahead of it. The crack takes the lead and he runs faster. He opens a trap door. The crack goes in down a set of stairs. Donald shuts the door and listens carefully. He locks the trap door. Behind him, the crack loosens a nail holding the stretched batter. The bowl flies at Donald, who slides on the floor. A carpet bunches in his mouth. The bowl lands on his head and he bites the carpet in half. Balling his fists, he marches to the door. He opens it. He stomps back to the bowl, grabs it, and throws it out the door. The batter sticks to the doorknob outside and pulls it shut. Outside, the bowl gets stuck between a tree's branches, causing the tree to bend and one of its branches to knock on the door. Inside. He opens the door, which causes the doorknob to pull on the batter. The bowl whacks him in the face. Donald hangs from the batter like a marionette.
Did you enjoy your waffle? I'll bet you did. Won't you let me hear from you?
He races out the door.
And so, until next week, Old Mother Mallet wishes you all a pleasant
time. The radio wobbles and shakes. Words appear. The end. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Mike DeBonis.